long time to live. Nobody's death is ready for death. Everybody wants to avoid talking the topic of death. They're scaremongers. Don't talk about it. It's too bad. We don't want to listen to it. You let them say nothing about mort, we ask for put that forward, forward. We don't want to listen to it. We want to listen to all the things that we feel leisure and pleasure listening to, subhanAllah. The Quranic recitation, when we heard from Sahab, should have made a difference in our hearts, subhanAllah. Innocent child reciting the verses of Allah's Kalam should have had an impact on mine and your heart. If it didn't, wallahi, there's something wrong with our hearts. Something wrong with our hearts. A child which is innocent, reading the Quran in such a melodious way, with the affection and the love of Quran instilled by his parents, will definitely have a difference in our hearts. And as I could say, alhamdulillah, it's brought a difference to my heart, alhamdulillah. I hope it's brought a difference to everybody's heart, inshallah, yeah? Because these are our future. These young children are our backbone. They are going to be the ones who are going to uphold, who are going to be the flag bearers of Islam, inshallah, yeah? We have to nurture them. We have to mold them. We have to make sure that this period of their life, when they are going through adolescence into adulthood, their challenges that they face, whilst they are going through this period, they are assisted and helped with the best and the most extreme help that they need. And that is what? Nothing but the advising and the sayings from the Quran and the Sunnah. That is what is going to be beneficial. That is what's going to assist them to become a good human being, to become somebody who's going to become strong and firm, stand on their own feet. Stand on their own feet. And then make sure that they take care of the community that lives around them, inshallah. A young man today is facing these challenges of becoming quick rich. All he's thinking, what does he see from his elders? What does he see from the people who are elder than him? He says, oh, this person becomes quick rich. How? Don't even ask. Don't even ask. Allah protect us and save us. So the time, my young friends, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us is very valuable. What time is more, Yusha? The time is of such essence. The time is of essence in our life. This is why a great scholar, Hassan al-Banna rahimahullah, says, what does he say? He says, Man arafa haqq al-waqt. Man arafa haqq al-waqt. Faqad adrak al-hayat, subhanAllah. Whosoever will recognize the right of time. The right of time. Whosoever will recognize that, he has indeed found life, subhanAllah. Everybody else is dead. فَإِنَّ الْفَالْوَقْتُ هُوَ الْحَيَاةِ. For time is life. Allahu Akbar. A sheikh, a poet as well, Sheikh Umama al-Yamani, rahimahullah, what great words he mentions for me and you. He says, إِذَا كَانَ رَأْسُ الْمَالِ حُمُّكَ فَاحْتَرِكْ. إِذَا كَانَ رَأْسُ الْمَالِ حُمُّكَ فَاحْتَرِكْ. That when your capital, when your asset is your life, then be aware, beware, عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْإِنْفَاقِ فِي غَيْرِ وَجِبِهِ. Allahu Akbar. Beware of spending your life in activities which are not necessary. We don't need to go filthy rich, because then that could lead us to destruction. That could lead us to following the path of shaitan. That could lead us to going away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Umama al-Yamani says, إِذَا كَانَ رَأْسُ الْمَالِ عُمْرُكَ فَاحْتَرِمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْإِنْفَاقِ فِي غَيْرِ وَاجِبِهِ فَبَيْنَ اِخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالصُّبْحِ مَعْرَكٌ For between the alteration of the day and the night, there is a battle. A battle is taking place. يَكُرُّ عَلَيْنَا جَيْشُهُ بِالْعَاجِلِ. His army is bringing nothing but wonders, subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. There's a battle taking place in the alteration of the day of the night, it's only which brings oneness, subhanAllah. We can understand, that's why a person said, Al-Waqtu Aghla min al-Dahabi wa al-Mati. Time is more valuable than gold and diamond, subhanAllah. What? Time goes, doesn't come back again. Time that goes, doesn't come back again. Ma mawa faqa. Ma mawa faqa. Whatever has passed, has gone. Wal mu'ammalu ghaibun. And whatever is anticipated is unknown. We don't know how long we're going to live for. مَا مَذَا فَاتَ وَالْمُؤَمَّلُ غَيْبٌ وَلَكَ السَّاعَةُ الَّتِي كُنْتَ فِيهَا. And you have but the hour which you are living in, subhanAllah. Allama Ahmad Shawsi, Shayr Al-Masri, رحمهم الله. He mentions great words. He gives دَقَّاتُ قَلْبِ الْمَرْءِ دَقَّاتُ قَلْبِ الْمَرْءِ قَائِلَةٌ لَهُ دَقَّاتُ قَلْبِ الْمَرْءِ قَائِلَةٌ لَهُ. A man's heartbeat, one's heartbeat is speaking to the person, is telling that person, دَقَّاتُ قَلْبِ الْمَرْءِ قَائِلَةٌ لَهُ إِنَّ الْحَيَاةَ دَقَائِقٌ وَصَوَارٍ. That life is only seconds and moments, Allah. Seconds and moments. If you want to make your own destiny, if you want to leave your legacy, if you want to build high, فَرْفَعْ بِنَفْسِكَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِكَ فَرْفَعْ لِنَفْسِكَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِكَ ذِكْرَهَا فَرْفَعْ لِنَفْسِكَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِكَ ذِكْرَهَا. Build for yourself. Build for yourself a legacy after your death. For what is our actual life? What is the life that we all need? What we all want to see? Everlasting happiness and bliss. It's the life of the here. After, فَرْفَعْ لِنَفْسِكَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِكَ فَرْفَعْ لِنَفْسِكَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِكَ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. فَرْفَعْ لِنَفْسِكَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِكَ. Then build for ذِكْرَهَا. فَالذِكْرُ لِلْإِنسَانِ عُمْرٌ ثَانِي. For life, for a human, is the second life. The man's legacy is the second life. When in the hereafter, he will be praised. And he will be raised, inshallah, inshallah. Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahumullah, what beautiful words he says. He says, Al-Waqtu Anfasu. Al-Waqtu Anfasu ma unita bi-hifziha. Al-Waqtu Anfasu ma unita bi-hifziha. That time is the dearest thing which you can concern yourself with, concerns Allah. Time is the dearest thing which you can concern yourself with, concerning. Why? He says, إِنِّي أَرَاهُ أَسْحَلْ مَا عَلَيْكَ يَضِيعُ. Allah. I see that the thing which can very, very quickly and easily be destroyed and taken away is nothing but your life, subhanAllah. Life. Abdullah al-Rahman, Fatima Zainab, these challenges that me and you face, we need to face these challenges through the Quran and Sunnah. Many a times we get confused. Many a times there's confusion and frustration of which path should we take. But that is the time when you need to turn to the Quran and Sunnah. That is the very time when we need to turn to the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We turn to that and we will get our answers. We will get our answers in all aspects of our life in the seerah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear brothers and sisters, coming to the conclusion of the talk today, we have to make sure that three things we take from this majlis. Number one, that we appreciate the blessings which Allah has bestowed upon us. We appreciate it. You know, the water that is in our hands today, the water that we get to drink in the cup, the water is cold, and we don't need to have refrigeration in our own homes, in our cups, because the water is cold. In many countries that people live in, they can't get cold water. It's a ne'mah. Yes or no, yeah? Cold water. We don't need to put it into the freezer. In fact, we've got ice. Yeah, which makes it even more cold. We're not happy with how cold it is. We put more ice cubes inside to make it even cold. We put ice cubes in our chilled drinks to make it more cold. This is all now from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People in other countries have to lift massive blocks of ice. And they sit down and they break it into pieces. And then they sell it to the people. And then the people take it away and they put it into a small compartment of the freezer that they have. The ones we had in our late 70s and mid 80s. Yeah? The small compartment of the freezer. They put it in there. And at the time of iftar, they will take, I think it's in my honor. They take it out and they cherish. And they put it in water and they let it melt away. And then they make sherbet with that ice water. Eh? With that ice water. But me and you, Allahu Akbar, ni'mah upon ni'mah upon ni'mah. How much ni'mah? فَبِعَيْهِ عَلَىٰ اِرَبِّكُمْ مَرْتُكُرْزِبَانِ How many ni'mah of Allah are we going to deny? How many ni'mah of Allah are we going to deny? So many things around us. The masajid that we sit in. The home, a comfortable couches that we sit on. The air condition that we have. The luxuries that we live in. The food is in abundance. Allah gives us in abundance. Our children don't worry. They just go to the cupboard and open it. Take out a packet of crisps and chocolate. Yeah? Does that privilege be given to a child in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh? General I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the filthy rich over there. Because they have a different ball game over there. Yeah. I'm talking about the general people. Our children don't need to worry. Mom and dad, you know, okay, don't worry, we'll order a takeaway. We'll order a takeaway. You need money for your children. They phone the takeaway, just deliver to the house. Ni'mat upon favor, not upon faith. We have food. Na'udhu billahi min zalik. It's wasted. It's wasted. We cook in our home. Whatever food gets left over, day later in the bin. Allah. Allah protect us and save us. Allah give us qadr. Allah give us this realization. Because Allah is giving us now. But if the time comes from Allah to take from us, then it's a very difficult. Allah will not give us that time. I mean, Allah, please don't test us. Eh? Allah, please don't test us. We don't want to be all being tested. We know we are weak. We know we are weak. I can only speak for myself. I am weak. I just hope Allah doesn't test me, inshallah. Yeah? And I hope your blessings are with you, inshallah, and your du'as, inshallah. So we don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put us through under any trial or tribulation. We get everything. Everything we want, alhamdulillah, we get. But the problem is, we always look at the people on top of us. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned that in Riyadh al-Salihin as well. Nabi Pakh sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the nearest meaning, don't look إِلَى مَنْ أَسْفَلْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسْفَلْ لا إِلَى مَنْ أَعْلَى مِنْكُمْ لَا تَنْظُرْ إِلَى مَنْ أَعْلَى مِنْكُمْ Don't look to the ones who are higher than you. انظر إِلَى مَنْ أَسْفَلْ مِنْكُمْ Look on the people who are less fortunate than you. You'll appreciate it. So number one is that we have to be thankful for all the ni'mat of Allah. Let's collectively say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين All the nعم Everything we got Allah we please appreciate these ni'mat Number one is appreciation of the ni'mat of Allah Second Second, after appreciating these ni'mat, what do we need to do? We need to try and bring into our lives the Sharia of Muhammad Arabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We need to try and sit in the gatherings of scholars, of mashayikh, of trying to understand our deen. We need to try and go out in the path of Allah for 24 hours. 48 hours, in Jamaat Tabligh, inshallah, so that we can gain the love of Islam, inshallah. We need to try and make this little bit of sacrifice. MashaAllah, today, all the brothers here and all the sisters that are listening at home, all the brothers that are listening at home are giving sacrifice of time, are giving sacrifice of listening to the words of Allah. Allah bless us for that, inshallah. This is also a sacrifice. This is also qurbani. We hope Allah will bless us for that, inshallah. So whatever means of sacrifice we can do, give for the sake of Allah, not to show people. For the sake of Allah, and you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you in your hour of need, inshallah, inshallah. And second, lastly, last but not least, once we appreciate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we understand the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we try to implement the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah it will become easy for us to stay away from all those things which Allah has made haram for us, inshallah. Which Allah has made haram for us. So like I was mentioning, in regards to salah, I was saying, لَا تَتَرُكَنَّ صَلَاةً مَكْتُوبَةً مُتَعَمِّدًا. That dawn, you know, the alarm clock. I was saying that when we wake up, we already make an intention that it's my holiday. That's what I was talking about. It's holiday, so we say, oh, it's chutti. It's, you know, holiday time. We don't need to worry about our salah. Salah to Fajr, I'll pray qadha, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So plan to leave namaz. Don't leave namaz, even one, intentionally. فَإِنَّ مَنْ تَرَكَ صَلَاةً مَكْتُوبَةً مُتَعَمِّدًا. Hadith Rasul says, whosoever we leave one salah intentionally of missing it, فَقَدْ ضَرِئَتْ مِنْهُ ذِمَّةُ اللَّهِ. He is not under the protection of Allah. لا إله إلا الله. He is not under the protection of Allah. لا يبقى. The muhaddithin say, the commentators, لا يبقى في أمر من الله عز وجل في الدنيا باستحقاق التعذير والملامة. He does not remain in safety anymore from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his dunya. He will be worthy of chastisement, he will be worthy of rebuke, he will be worthy of being held of accountable. وَفِي الْعُقْبَى بِإِسْتِحْقَاقِ الْعُقُوبَى. And in the akhirah, Allah ta'ala will reserve for him the punishment. Allah save us and protect us. Amin ya Rabbi. لَا تَتُوْقَ. And then Nabi Muhammad says, وَلَا تَشْرَبَنَّ خَمَرًا فَإِنَّهُ رَأْسُ كُلِّ فَاحِشَةٍ. Do not take alcohol, for this is the root of all evil. Today, day and age, we see youngsters having alcohol pots, and this and the other. And now you see, a'udhu billah, situations where they are challenging, competition. How many can you drink before you get drunk from Allah? Yes or no? There is no competition in how many nafal zakat can you pay. There is no competition in how much can you stay away from evil, how much can you stay away from sin, but the competition is how many bottles can you take before you become drunk. This is the situation of our youngsters today. They are challenging each other. I'm not going to become drunk. I'm still somber. I'm still sober. Nothing wrong with me. I understand what's happening. Oh, you're drunk, man. I'm not drunk. I know what I'm doing. I can drive the car. I can walk on the street. But before he knows, he does something which is not only disgraceful for his own family, but will be disgraceful in the eyes of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا تشرب الخمر. Last but not least, the fifth advice: إياك والمعصية. فإن بالمعصية حل سخط الله. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: save yourself from sinning, for sinning will be the means of bringing the wrath of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. إياك والمعصية. Save yourself from disobedience of Allah. What is ma'siyah? مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عَنْ. That which Allah and His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has forbade us to do. You can stay away from that. So third important thing is stay away from sin. That is the greatest means of gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the means we will gain the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, once a person came to him and asked a question. He asked the question. He said, رجل قليل العمل قليل الذنوب. قليل العمل قليل الذنوب أعجب إليك أو رجل كثير العمل كثير الذنوب سبحان الله. What a beautiful question. He says that which man is more virtuous in your eyes? A man who does less amal, but also he commits less sins. A man who is punctual in his five times prayer. A man who does his wajibat. A man who does not do a lot of nafal ibadah, but just comply according to the fara'id of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes sure he fulfills the obligatory worship. He fulfills the obligatory worship. He doesn't do tahajjud, or maybe he doesn't do Quran khatam every day, or maybe he doesn't do 20, 40 rakat of nafal, no. Does what he has to do. Does what he has to do, but at the same time, he doesn't sin from his eyes. He doesn't sin from his ears. He doesn't sin from his tongue. He doesn't sin from his heart. These are all this is an aspect we can go and talk on for hours. Zina of the eyes, of the ears, of the tongue, of the hand, of the body. My hadith of Ramadan mentions every aspect of Allah. Every aspect. He steals himself from all these things. But at the same time, he worships very less. And in comparison to him, kaseerul amal, bahut nafal karta hai, bahut zikr karta hai, tasbiha kheech kheech kar ragad diya hai. Tasbiha ke daane bhi tod diye hai. He prays tasbih, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ha, kaise subhanallah, kaise theek ho subhanallah. Baatein hi kar raha hai aur pata nahi saath saath tasbih bhi chala raha hai, samjhe na. قرآن کا ذکر کر رہا ہے اسی نے تلاوت اپنا قرآن الحمد للہ آج ٹھیک ہے نا کیا سکون ہوا رمضان میں قرآن کا ختم ہو جاتا ہے کثیر العمل بس اللہ پروٹیکٹ دس پرسن كثير الذنوب. He commits a lot of sins. Lot of sins. He is on one side doing a lot of worship, lot of optional worship, but at the same time he's committing a lot of sins. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was asked the question. What was the question? Do we remember? Which one is more virtuous? Is it the one who's qaleelul amal, qaleelul dhunub, or is it the one that is kathirul amal, kathirul dhunub? Look at the answer. We might say what the answer is going to be. The one who does a lot of ibadah, Allah will accept him, inshallah. One at least he will accept, yeah? He does not know, doesn't he? What was the answer from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala? Ibn Abbas says, قَالَ لَا أَعْدِلُ بِالسَّلَامَةِ SubhanAllah. لَا أَعْدِلُ بِالسَّلَامَةِ He says, I do not count anything equal to protecting oneself from sin, SubhanAllah. There's nothing equal to protecting oneself from the sin. That is the most virtuous thing. You can do thousand nafas, but you protect yourself from one thing that is more valuable in the sight of Allah. So third most important advice for today for us is we save ourselves from sin. Inshallah, if this prescription is acted upon, deal will become easy for me and you, inshallah. Number one, we appreciate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, we try and implement the Sharia in our life. We try and go into the majalis of the ulama and the mashayikh and try to rectify our souls in the spiritual ailments that are in there. Arrogance, pride, hasad, kina, takabbur, all these elements, all these ailments of the heart. And then at the same time, we save ourselves and we protect ourselves from committing things. Inshallah, if we do that, we will get rich in Akhirah, inshallah. We will be richness in Akhirah. We will get rich there. We will have gardens and gardens of fruits and trees. And on each, subhanAllah, that we say, Allah will plant a tree for us in Jannah, inshallah. We will get rich and rich. such witness will be given to us in the Akhirah. We will not, oh, where does all this come from? I didn't do this in the dunya. Allah will say, no, my banda, you stayed away from this thing. You did this for my pleasure. I gave you all this because you did that for my pleasure, subhanAllah. You did that for my pleasure. So in the Akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us, if we will get rich, and then we will not die trying. Because all this effort that we try, we will definitely get it in the Akhirah. This is what we live for. This is the purpose of my life and your life. The purpose of our life is not to get the artificial pleasure that is around the society today, but it's to get the real pleasure. And the real pleasure lies in the name of Allah and in the following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the proper understanding of what has been said and heard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this true realization, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us rich in Akhirah, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us steadfastness on our, he grant us steadfastness of deen and being firm in our deen in this dunya, inshallah. And may Allah make us the flag bearers of Islam, inshallah. Yeah? Allah ta'ala make us the helpers of Islam, inshallah. May Allah save us and protect us from being amongst those who become a means of shame and blame to Islam, who become a means of Islam being criticized. May Allah ta'ala make us face the challenges in all forms and shapes that we face in this society and in the country that we live in to the best of our ability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us his deen's true understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us his love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and may he grant us at the time of our death, kalima shahadat, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. And may Allah ta'ala grant us martyrdom in his path, and may Allah ta'ala grant us our qabr in jannatul baqiyah, ya rabbal alamin. Ameen, inshallah. Allah ta'ala grant us our death in madinatul munawwara, inshallah, in the graveyard of al baqi, where we will be the first, inshallah, who will be granted the shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our entrance into jannah, inshallah. Ameen, ya rabbal alamin. Whatever has been said which was wrong was from the shaitan and from the evil of my heart. Whatever was haq, may Allah ta'ala make us follow that, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sitting here today, and the few minutes that are left, we will quickly make a, inshallah, dua. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity, also us for me. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma la mani lima a'tayt wa la mu'ti lima mana't wa la yanfa'u al-jadd minka al-jadd. Ya rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا، فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، وأكرمنا ولا تهنا، وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا، وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا، وانصرنا ولا تنصر علينا، وأعنا ولا تعن علينا، وامكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا، اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واهدنا وسددنا وارزقنا وانت خير الرازقين. واصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يرحمنا، برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم انا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر
ما استعاذ منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول لنا ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اجعلني صبورا، واجعلني شكورا، واجعلني في عيني صغيرا وفي أعين الناس كبيرا. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك، وأتمم علينا من نعمتك، وأصبر علينا من فضلك، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.